I've been trying to get my good friend Danny Elfman to come on From the Top for about 2 years now, but finding a break in the schedule of one of the most in-demand film composers of our time is not easy. Well, at last he joins us on this week's podcast. The kids play arrangements of his scores from the film Milk, from his Wolfman soundtrack, and Danny even sings with them, one of his tunes from The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Christopher O'Reilly, and what was a totally memorable experience for us will be a great podcast experience for you. Enjoy.
From NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's our host, concert pianist Christopher O'Reilly.
Welcome, everybody. It's beautiful being here in Denver again at the King Center Concert Hall at the University of Colorado, Denver. Thanks to our host, CU Denver's College of Arts and Media, for making this trip possible. The College of Arts and Media offers programs at the intersection of arts, technology, and commerce, and prepares students for careers in the arts and the entertainment and creative industries. So it's incredibly appropriate that our very special guest today is the finest film composer there is, Danny Elfman. Danny will be with us later on when we assemble a whole gaggle of teenage musicians to play some of his great music from a bunch of his film scores. It's beautiful stuff. Then there's our usual array of talented young musicians playing music by other composers. There's a 17-year-old pianist from Queens who will play a fiendishly difficult movement from Lowell Lieberman's Gargoyles. There's a young clarinetist from here in Denver who will tackle the lively third movement of Poulenc's Sonata. And there's this teenage string quartet who will begin our show with Ravel. The Eris Quartet from the Perlman Music Program all hail from New York and Boston. They are Alice Ivy Pemberton, 17, and Abigail Kralik, 16 years old, our violinists. Our violist is Jasper Snow, 18, and our cellist is 17-year-old Daniel Haas. This is the pizzicato-laced second movement of the string quartet in F by Maurice Ravel. Thank you. String Quartet, ages 16 to 18, performing the second movement of Maurice Ravel's String Quartet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was definitive. That's how that piece goes, I guess.
Thank you.
It was truly stunning from all four of you. Jasper, goodness, though, the playing that piece is hazardous to your health. You've got calluses on your blisters on your calluses.
Yeah, there should be a warning on the top of this movement. When we started playing it, I got red and raw in the finger, and it's just gotten worse, but now it's just gotten better. So, I mean,
I think actually the tempo marking is red and raw.
Right, it's red and raw.
Little known fact. Such a phenomenal piece of music. Alice, tell everyone what your coach, Mary Peckham, said about this particular movement.
Well, we told her that we were going to play on the radio, and she said, this is the best movement for radio. There's nothing like it.
True enough. Alice, you yourself think that this piece has a contemporary sensibility in a way.
Well, Jasper and I agree that if you take some of the background pizzicatos, you can hear that it sounds like a pop track backing. It really does. It sounds like rock and roll.
You can totally imagine like 19th century French dudes like rocking out some Ravel. Yeah.
Daniel, you're all friends because you've attended the Perlman Music Program together. How were you all assigned to the same quartet?
Well, we actually got the pick we wanted to play with for the ending of the Perlman Music Program, and Alice and I decided we wanted to play together, and we talked with some friends and decided we wanted to play with Abby and Jasper, and we were very lucky that they wanted to play with us as well.
Alice, the Perlman Program helped shape your own personal commitment to music.
Well, before the Perlman Music Program, I had never been around 30 or 40 amazing musicians that were all my age, and I'd never played chamber music like this, and so getting that experience really made me know that I wanted to do it for the rest of my life.
Well, you are definitely in the right place, and we look forward to playing with you all again in a little bit with Danny's music. So, but thank you for starting us out with Ravel.
Thank you.
Fantastic performance. Thanks, guys. The teenage members of the Eris String Quartet from the Perlman Music Program.
Wish you could have seen that performance by the Eris Quartet? Well, you can. We have video of all of the performers on today's show at FromTheTop.org. Over the last 8 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded over $2 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to FromTheTop.org to learn more.
My name is Huan Li. I'm a 17-year-old pianist living in Queens, New York. I moved to New York from China with my mom so I could study at Juilliard. She has given her whole life to her daughter. She quit her job after I studied the piano so she could take care of me better and move with me. My dad is back in China working to support us. He was the one who encouraged me to move to America where I can study the things I love, even though the cost will be great. He was actually pretty wise when I was working to come here. In order to go to high school in New York, I had to pass the TOEFL, the test of English as a foreign language, and I only had 21 days to do it. My English wasn't very good, so I was going to English school from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. It was a terrible time, and all I wanted to do was practice the piano. But my father said, no, not at this time. When I finally was able to practice again, it was the happiest moment for me. I live an hour from Juilliard, so on Saturdays I get up at 6 to take the subway. That hour is my favorite time. I don't really do meditation, but I think a lot, reflect. Even though I'm on the subway, it's my time to rest. I need it because my friends say I have Red Bull in my blood. I never feel tired. I'm always energetic. I said my father is pretty wise. He tells me about the three F's: mind freedom, physical freedom, and financial freedom. If you have those freedoms, you are able to do whatever you want. I guess I'd add another F, musical freedom. I think that playing classical music is like a second composition. It's like your own interpretation of history. Even though you want to play the music the way the composer intended, the freedom to interpret it is what I love about being a musician. Like with the third and the fourth movements of Lowell Lieberman's Gargoyles, which I'm going to play now, the fourth one is technically difficult. It's in perpetual motion and your energy has to be really high to play it. But first, the third movement, which is completely different. It's sweet and a little melancholy. It's a love story about a water sprite who's in love with a human, but because of her special identity, she can't express it. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Kwan Lee, 17-year-old pianist from Queens, New York. We heard her play two movements from Gargoyles by Lowell Lieberman. Kwan is one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artists. Kwan, you mentioned in your spoken introduction to your performance about your own personal fourth F, musical freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, you know, freedom from any technical constraints. And in that third movement, I love, you know, your two hands become four hands. You have all of the quicksilver stuff going on in your thumb and forefinger, and this beautiful lyric line just with your pinky. I mean, just incredible. Thank you so much. You mentioned also that you worked so hard to learn English, but I have to say your English is excellent. And I know you're an avid reader of novels, English novels in particular.
Yeah, a lot. I love many of them. But my favorite will be Sherlock Holmes. And I read it many years ago in Chinese.
Oh, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, or Ma. Arthur Conan Ma. What is elementary My Dear Watson in Chinese?
Oh, the famous quotation?
Yeah.
That's 基本的.
Oh.
Elementary, 基本的.
Oh, very good, 基本的. Excellent. Here's something else you love to do in Chinese, sing karaoke. How did you get started there?
Oh, my parents love singing karaoke, so I got really familiar with it even before I was born. And apparently, I love singing it, too. So now I can do karaoke for 5 to 6 hours with no break.
Wow. I know you celebrated after your terrifying English as a foreign language
exam. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exam.
Yeah.
So that was your five-hour binge of karaoke?
Yep, music.
Oh, 5 hours of karaoke. We've got to hear some of this. Cue the track.
Oh. Okay, fine.
So much fun. I always forget the words to that part. Spectacular performance. Kwan Lee,
Thank
ladies and
you.
Gentlemen. Kwan Lee, 17-year-old pianist from Queens, New York. And now it's time to meet today's special guest, the four-time Oscar-nominated composer of music for films like this year's The End of the Tour and in recent years American Hustle, Silver Linings Playbook. He's also written the music for many films directed by Tim Burton, including Batman, Edward Scissorhands, and Corpse Bride. And let's not forget, this is the guy who wrote the theme for The Simpsons. Please welcome the former Mystic Knight of Oingo Boingo, Danny Elfman. Danny, so incredible to have you with us. I know you moved heaven and earth to be here, and this is a dream come true.
That's a dream for me, too. It's such a pleasure. These kids are so amazing. It really is inspiring,
yeah,
even to an old codger like me.
Danny and I are friends for a while, and I've been trying to talk him into coming on the show for a long time. His film music is so spectacular, and I consider it great music, whatever its provenance. I thought it would be great to treat it as concert music and have our stellar musicians play arrangements of several sections of his scores. Danny, when you were in, what were you into musically when you were the age of these kids?
Well, the age of these kids, I really wasn't barely into music yet. I was just starting. I was into film, and I was a fan of film music, but I didn't play anything. And I didn't have a musical family, so there wasn't really music in my house. So I imagined becoming an editor or a cinematographer. But I was a secret film music fan since I was 12, when I saw a movie called The Day the Earth Stood Still with a score by Bernard Herrmann. And then 12, 13, 14, 15, I all these science fiction movies that were my favorites as a kid all would have Bernard Herrmann, so I took special notice that if his name was attached, there'd be something extra that I would take out of the movie. So I was a fan, having no clue that I would end up in the sport of which I was a fan.
My gosh. We're going to talk more about your musical journey in a bit, but right now we're going to hear some of your music. The first piece we're going to hear is from your score for The Wolfman, Joe Johnston's film about a man who visits his ancestral homeland where he's cursed by a werewolf. Danny, the viola plays such a gorgeous role in this piece. Can you talk about how you came to choose that instrument?
The director and I talked, and we wanted something gypsy-ish and soulful. And when I think of soulful, you don't hear a lot of music for viola. People either write for the violin or they get the cello up really high and the poor viola gets squeezed out. And I really always wanted to. You know, I played a little viola later on in life. I just loved the sound of the instrument. So I thought, no, this would be a chance to do that.
Okay, let me quickly introduce the small orchestra that's going to play this piece. In addition to the members of the Aris String Quartet, we're privileged to have teenage musicians studying at the Denver School of the Arts. Simone Hammett Lynch and Arthur Carotin, violins, Catherine Guerrero, violist, Ben Roberts, cello, Jordan Walters, bass, and Gabrielle Costache, percussion. Jasper Snow, the violist with the Aris Quartet, will be the soloist. I'll be at the piano. This is Wolf Suite Part 1 from Danny Elfman's score for The Wolfman.
Thank you.
A section of Danny Elfman's score for The Wolfman, played by 10 teenagers and one slightly older pianist. That arrangement was by Lee Blasky. We also want to thank Enrique Lizansky and Dave Hammond from the Denver School of the Arts for helping us put together the From the Top Film Orchestra. Danny Elfman is our special guest, and we have video of Danny working with and performing with our young musicians at fromthetop.org. Danny, I'm aghast to mention that you dropped out of high school. Tell us about that.
I had the travel bug really bad. And both of my parents were school teachers, by the way, so this didn't go down all that well. I spent a year, I wanted to go around the world. I actually made it simply travel in Africa for a year.
Wow.
And didn't quite make it around the world.
And that was also the beginning of your performance as a musician.
It was. Because I was traveling, I wanted to pick up an instrument secretly. My friends in high school were musicians, and I was the only one who wasn't. And I coveted the fact that they could play things. So I secretly picked up a violin, and I took it with me. As fate would have it, it's what I was supposed to do, because I got to Paris to visit my brother, who was playing conga drums in an avant-garde musical theatrical troupe called the Grand Magic Circus. And I'd been playing for 4 months, and the director heard me practicing, and one day he came in when I was practicing, and I walked out of the room, and he said, "Come tour with us." And so I went on the road for a month before my travels with this crazy troupe, and just listened and played, and that was my first time ever even imagining playing in front of a human being, or leastwise many human beings. And so that was the beginning of everything.
As a matter of fact, we have your brother Richard to thank for your first film music. It was for one of his films.
Correct. Yes. He started his own crazy musical theatrical street troupe called the Mystic Knights of the Oinko Poinko, as you so
annoyingly mentioned.
Pointed out to me. And he left after a few years, and maybe, you know, didn't like just passing the hat for a change, as we were doing in the streets in those days and playing music, but to make the movie Forbidden Zone. And so me and the Mystic Knights, 11 of us, we did that score. And so that was the first time putting music, not orchestral music, but putting music to image.
Yeah, cult classic. And then you wrote your first orchestral score. How did that happen?
Well, that would have been 5 years later, 4 or 5 years later. Now I'd already started a rock band because I got sick of being in the theater troupe. Heard ska music on the radio one day and decided, that's it, want to start a ska band. And I did. And so a couple of years into that, well, that's fun. It's a whole different thing. I'm enjoying it. I get a call to meet a young animator named Tim Burton, who's doing his first feature. And it's Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And I know who Pee-wee is. I used to see him perform at a club in Los Angeles. And so I met with them and didn't think much about it, really. I thought it was a ridiculous idea, hiring me. And I went home and I did a demo. I performed all the parts and put them on a 4-track tape player and sent in a cassette. And about a week or two later, I got a call saying, "You got the job." And I told my manager, I said, "Nah, I don't want to do that. I don't know what I'm doing." And he goes, "Then you call him and tell him." And I didn't have the nerve. And so I did it. And fully expecting the score to get tossed before anybody heard it, because I thought it was so ridiculous that the studio would hear it and throw it out and then hire a real composer to come in and do it properly.
Danny, let's hear music from another one of your great scores, this time from Milk, the Academy Award-nominated score, a film about the life and assassination of gay rights activist and member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, Harvey Milk, famously starring Sean Penn. We're going to add to the mix Ciancy Melo Carrillo, another student at the Denver School for the Arts, to our small teenage orchestra. Ciancy will be playing French horn, and again, I'll be at the piano. Harvey's theme from the film score to Milk, composed by our special guest, Danny Elfman. Again, the arrangement for our Teenage Forces was by Lee Blasky, the members of the Era String Quartet, joined by young musicians from the Denver School of the Arts.
Our fabulous host, Christopher O'Reilly, along with the renowned cellist Matt Heimovitz, has just released a new album featuring the complete Beethoven sonatas, all recorded on period instruments. It's called Beethoven Period. Find it at oxingalerecords.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from U.S. Trust, who believes that the arts play a vital role in stimulating the hearts and imaginations of our country's best young musicians, as well as NPR listeners. From New England Conservatory, where young artists and teachers are transforming classical music. Online at necmusic.edu. From the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need. jkcf.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station. From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from the King Center Concert Hall at the University of Colorado, Denver. Coming up, the fiery third movement of the Poulenc Sonata for clarinet and piano, performed by a teenager from here in Denver. Today's show is made possible with support from the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media, Lawrence Kapton Dean. Special thanks to Colorado Public Radio. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Our special guest, film composer Danny Elfman, will be back at the end of the show, but now let's meet a fine 17-year-old harpist from just up I-25 in Boulder. This is Abigail Ensley performing Contemplation by Henriette Renier. Thank you. Abigail Ensley, 17-year-old harpist from Boulder, Colorado. She performed Contemplation by Henriette Renier. Abigail, such range of color and emotion and dynamics. I mean, you had us all spellbound. Absolutely. Just heavenly.
Thank you.
You come from a huge musical family. How big are we talking about? How many siblings do you have?
I have 7 siblings.
Wow. And they're all musical? Your parents as well?
Yeah, my parents both play instruments. I have a brother who's a pianist and a cellist, and then there's a violinist and a classical guitarist, another pianist, and a hopeful violinist, and another hopeful trumpet player. So,
oh, great.
Yeah. Sounds orchestra.
Like, well, sounds like you've got a Broadway pit orchestra, is what it sounds like. That harp has extra meaning for you because you worked really hard to be able to get it.
Yeah, I worked quite a bit at an organic farm with my siblings and a cafe with my mom. And so I worked like 50 to 60 hours a week one summer to help get my harp. And of course, that's not, I mean, I wasn't the only one who got it. I know the Lord helped me to get the harp because I couldn't have done it without the Lord.
Well, I'm happy to say we have the pleasure of rewarding your hard work with one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Scholarships. So congratulations there, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
In the future. Thank you so much for being with us, Abigail.
Thank you.
Abigail Ensley, 17 years old, from Boulder, Colorado. Earlier in the program, we had an ensemble of young musicians from the Denver School of the Arts help perform the music of our special guest, Danny Elfman. Now we have the pleasure of spotlighting a soloist from that same great local art school. Please welcome, from here in Denver, clarinetist Scott Chu. Scott, welcome. I'm going to head back to the piano, and why don't you tell everybody what we're going to play together?
Okay, we will be playing the third movement from the Poulenc Clarinet Sonata.
Thank you.
Scott Chu, 19 years old from here in Denver, who played the finale of Francis Poulenc's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. Scott attends the Denver School of the Arts and studies with Andrew Stevens, clarinetist with the Colorado Symphony. Scott, it's so appropriate that you played that finale so quixotically of the Poulenc Sonata. I consider Poulenc the most naturally cinematic of all composers. We shift focus and shift moods in such a quicksilver fashion, and you really bring it all to the fore. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful performance. You have a funny story about your first sign of interest in music.
Yeah. Before I started learning music, I was watching the commercials back in Taiwan, and they have some jingles, and I start just humming to it. And my mom, she heard my pitch was on spot with the jingles. So she started to let me learn music, and I start on piano when I was four.
Clarinet is more expressive instrument, don't you think?
Yep.
Much better, yeah.
Yep.
Now, at 19, you have a very mature, no-nonsense view of the responsibility of the performer. Can you tell us about that?
So, as an artist and a performer, I think it is really important to show the best. I mean, it's really immature to not do the job that you're supposed to be doing, because as artists, as the performer, we're givers, and we should give people 100% of what we prepared. Even more than 100%.
Yeah, really, really make that connection and give to the audience. It's wonderful. Scott, stay out on stage because you're going to be joining in one last tasty morsel of Danny Elfman's music. Scott, a wonderful performance of the Poulenc. Thank you so much for being
with us. Thank you
so much. Best of luck. Scott Chu, 19 years old, a student at the Denver School for the Arts.
Podcasts are from the top, featuring bonus content not heard on the radio broadcast, are available every week at fromthetop.org.
Please welcome back our very special guest, composer Danny Elfman. Danny, you talked about earlier in the program how you were, before you were a composer, you were the singer in the much-admired rock band Oingo Boingo, but you've also sung on at least one of your own scores, on the soundtrack for Tim Burton's wonderful The Nightmare Before Christmas. You are the singing voice of Jack Skellington. How did that come about?
You know, Tim came to me with the idea, and it just felt so right for me. I'd never had an easier time writing songs because I felt like I was writing, in a weird way, my own life. I was at the point in my career where I wanted to not be in a rock band anymore, which was like my Halloween town. And coincidentally, we played every Halloween. And so it was easy for me to relate to Jack Skellington. And at the end of doing the 10 songs for him, which was really, really fast, we did it. He came over every three nights, and I had another song and played for him. And so we had 10 of them, and at that point, it was like, Tim. I did demos, and I had did every voice on the demo except for Sally's song. And I said, look, you gotta let me sing Jack Skellington, please. And he's like, yeah, okay. I was like, oh, because I was really at the point where it's like, I would have killed somebody else if they'd taken that part.
Or scared somebody really bad anyway.
I would have made them leave town, let's put it that
way.
Right,
exactly.
And become unavailable, then I could have said, well, I'm here.
Well, you are, of course, the quintessential, the perfect voice for the part. Would you be willing to reprise the role?
Yes. Well, you know, when Chris brought me out here and he said, we'll have dinner for you, you'll have to sing for your supper, I really didn't think that he was serious. But evidently he was.
Yes. Indeed.
So I don't welch on a deal.
We're going to look forward to this Jack's Lament from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Again, we're going to hear this teenage members of the Eris Quartet, Alice Ivy Pemberton and Abigail Kralik violins, Jasper Snow, our violist, and Daniel Haas cello. Jordan Walters will once again play bass, and Gabrielle Kontash will be on timpani. Scott Chu will be our clarinetist. I'll guide this motley crew from the piano. But before I do, I want to thank you, Danny, for being with us, and thank all of our young performers. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. Danny, this has been a dream come true.
It's been a dream for me, too. It's been fantastic. These young men and young women are incredible.
They are indeed.
It's an honor to be in their presence.
They are indeed. All right, well, let's finish this. Let's take it from the top.
There are few who deny it. What I do, I am the best, for my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charm, I have soon grown men give out a shriek. With a wave of my hand and a well-placed moan, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. But year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness begins to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never. I'm a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. To a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations. But who here would ever understand that the Pumpkin King, with his skeleton grin, would tire of his crown if they only understood? He'd give it all up if he only could. Oh, there's an empty place in my bones that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year, does nothing for these empty tears.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, with music director Tom Vinieri. The tour producer is David Balsam and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Willett with Dan Hallis and John Servius. Engineering help this week from Scott Burgess and students in the Recording Arts Program at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from the May Family Foundation, supporting Fountain House, committed to providing opportunities for people with mental illness to live, work, and learn through a community of mutual support. More information is available at fountainhouse.org. And from Emily and Antoine Van Ochtmail, supporting New Futures, which works to help low-income D.C. area youth graduate from community college or certificate programs and become financially self-sufficient. Information is available at newfuturesdc.org.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org. And now some bonus content just for the podcast, my break piece from the show, and more music by great film composer Danny Elfman. This is my arrangement of Unknown Piano Solo. This is from Danny Elfman's score to Errol Morris's second film featuring Donald Rumsfeld, Unknown Known. Thank you.